It's time to step inside the Iketagon.
For the last time
with, your
with
host,
Matthew and Francisco.
Ike Feldman.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Ike Feldman, Matthew Slater, Francisco Guzman. This is the last time I will steal these men's talents on the Iketagon channel. We will be posting and roasting somewhere else in the very near future. We're trying to think of a name. I love these dudes. Matthew's hanging in there. Francisco is, he's not only surviving, he's thriving. Look at the man. He's got a $1 million smile over there. Francisco, my goodness.
That grin, ear to ear.
What's up, boys? What's going on? Talk to me.
What's up, man?
How we doing, brother?
Doing good. I'm doing good. We got to come up with the name. We're going to put a couple of polls on social, see what wins the tally, the vote. I'm going to vote on my burner accounts. Right now I'm saying Bushido, Ben, maybe the triple threat somebody said I like. Combat. Somebody added a combat in there or something, but... what's going on, guys? What, it's been a couple of weeks. We got a big fight that nobody cares about in the UFC, and we got a big press conference. But talk to me, life-wise.
What a huge fight we got coming up. Nobody's excited for it. The undercard shit, the prelims are boring. The main event is predictable. I love the shit talk. Strickland's fucking hilarious. I don't think he's going to lay a hand on Adesanya. With those fucking odds, I might just bet on Strickland because I need a couple bucks.
What do we got with the odds? What do we got with the odds?
New mic, I guess. Like,
yeah. I guess they couldn't find another dead body.
Oh, my God. Bro, are we seeing the UFC's plan? Like, are they throwing like 200 extra K, 300 extra K on top to get Strickland to go over there, talk a lot of shit, I'm sure, and stir the pot? Because I know they did that with Sterling.
Well, I mean, Dana White had this brilliant idea where he wanted to charge UFC fighters on any future businesses that they got involved with. And, okay, like, this is just another genius business decision by Dana White here. If he bid Strickland anything, it was inexperience.
It was
that kind of guy Dana White is.
All he had to give him was just a keg of Pabst Blue Ribbon, and he got him to fly over there.
Yeah, right. He gave him an unpaid internship. but he got to be misogynistic towards the staff. So,
oh man, I know you're not feeling good. Wait, dude, your takes are brilliant.
I don't know, man. I love the guy personally. I think he's completely ridiculous. And you know what? Like, I don't mean to get political here. You know that. I'm gonna say this. I think that's the kind of conversation that a fighter should be having. You know what I mean? Like, he's in the perfect position to be saying these outrageous fucking things. You know, walking to the cage to get hit for it. Somebody's going to take a stand. Go take a stand against Sean Strickland in the cage. If not, just laugh at what the guy has to say. You know? Could you imagine confronting Sean Strickland at a bar?
I could imagine that. He looks like the guy you would run into a bar into a bar with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And drunk.
Yeah. Talking.
Did you see him sparring with one of the... He sparred with one of the fans and shit. He fucking capped the dude in the face. Pat, you got to see it, bro. He was sparring with the guy, and the guy was trying to clip him. And at one point, he clipped the kid. Knocked his head back and shit.
No, I got to find this.
Man. You didn't see it? Yeah, you got to see it, bro. It's hilarious, bro.
Hold the clip. Yeah, I'll watch that.
Dude, he was sparring. He was sparring with some.
Was the kid trying to hit him? Was the kid like gunning?
Yeah, the kid was trying to hit him. Yeah, yeah, and he was like, "Yeah, come on!" And then he fucking clips him. It's just a lot. Yeah, it was funny as shit.
Sean Strickland, right?
Yeah, Sean Strickland.
Sean Strickland. I type fights in bar. What should I search? If you can find it, that would just shoot it in the DM.
You didn't look at the
crazy bar fight.
He had an open workout. It was an open workout for the UFC fight card, and he and he asked, he promised that he would spar with one of the fans, from what I heard. And they brought one of the fans up there. The guy gloved up, and yeah, we sparred with him and shit. Yeah, he fucking, one point he clips him, and I'm like, yo, bro, he's gonna fuck around and hurt somebody, you know?
But yeah,
he clips the kid. He clips the kid or whatever. He just keeps, yeah, yeah. Check it out, bro. Check it out.
All right, he's saying the fans are fucking awesome before he beats the shit out of them.
Yeah, he brings him up.
Now, I think this is all like nervous energy. Like Sean Strickland is, I'm sure, a pretty chill dude. Like
you think he's nervous? I don't think he's
nervous.
Yeah,
like when he was on Rogan, says the crazy shit on interviews.
I think he's a nut. Yeah, I think he's nuts, bro.
He's a crazy man. That's what I mean.
I think they dropped him too many times in his fucking head, bro.
Yeah,
real. He's yo. Sean Strickland. Yo, look at this. That's the guy right there. That's the guy right there.
Dude, look. Reporting.
Like, yo, you guys think I have like hot takes? Like this fucking guy has hot takes.
100%.
Wild. Like I love listening.
Dude, you see him with one of the female MMA reporters? He goes, "You're just getting clicks because you're hanging your tits out."
Dude, he hits on every one of these.
And
shits.
She's like, wow. Sean, you can't say that. And he goes, what, your boyfriend's here? He ain't going to do shit. I'll beat the shit out of him, and I'll fuck you, too.
Yep, that's Sean Strickland.
He probably meant that shit, too.
Hell yeah.
He probably meant that shit,
like, this is the guy that does not give a fuck.
Dude,
like,
the same thing with the schmo.
Nah, he don't give a fuck, bro. Yo, he's got nothing to lose, bro. Everything to gain, bro.
Dude, can you imagine getting this title shot? He has no business getting in that ring with Roddy. He just gets a free title shot.
Yeah, his personality has bumped him. The same thing with Covington. The same thing with Covington.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, it's the same thing people will say about Sean O'Malley. Like, the big reason he got that title shot so early is like he has the mouth for it. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no. That's nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing, dude. Watch. He's like, yeah, hit me, watch, hit me, watch, hit me.
This guy's like a bantamweight.
Watch it, bing. No, watch it, bing. At one point, he clips it really good, too, watch. Watch this.
This is a wild PR move.
Yeah, watch this.
This kid's confident.
Shit.
I mean, the kid's... Honestly, not the worst.
Ding?
Yeah. Ding. He got him with a little ding there.
I think he's got a...
Strickland's just playing around, man.
Yeah.
He's in great shape, though.
Now the kid is going to go wipe his bloody nose.
Strickland looks fit.
Yeah, he looks strong. But, like, again, it's like, why are you letting him put on this PR stunt? It's so that you can show... Oh, he's so good. It's just to stack up that flavor in the fight. Because, like, everybody knows, like, Israel Adesanya is 1,000 times better in a technical sense.
But, you know, it was even hard for me to watch the countdown. And I never have a problem watching countdown, bro. But it was hard for me to watch that shit. I was like, really?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's... And you know, it's not just in the MMA world right now. It's not just this card. It's the last couple cards. They've just been very lackluster. And again, it's what I was saying when we were talking about the O'Malley.
Yo, bro. Last week with my man God of War. Did you see that fight, bro? My man Benoit from Paris, bro? Benoit. His name is Benoit, but they call him Benoit. They were calling him Benoit, but it's Benoit in French. The Jeez. God of look him up. His name is the God of War. He had a fight. He fought Thiago Moses, bro. It was a fucking
destroyed him, bro. Yeah, that fight was great. That was a fight of the night,
dude. You could have swore that fight was fight of the night, bro. That fucking fight was ridiculous, babe.
Who ended up taking fight of the night?
I don't know, but if that didn't get fight of the night, I don't know because he destroyed Thiago Moses in 2 rounds, bro.
Is this boxing?
No, this was the UFC, last week's UFC.
Oh God.
With Ciryl Gane. Ciryl Gane and
I was listening to the commentary. I didn't even see the fight. All right, who won?
Bro,
Rose Namajunas or
Oh, Namajunas lost. She lost to Fioret.
So who's this
Fioret
guy?
Fioret, which is too big.
Benoit, he's somebody to watch?
Dude.
Tell me. I like prospects.
Dude, I could send you the fight, bro. I have the fight. Yeah. That fight is bananas.
Yes, send me that too, please.
The fight is bananas, bro.
I'd like to rewatch it. I'm having trouble remembering exactly what happened.
I forgot his full name, but he fought Thiago Moses.
Yeah. I saw the fight.
Oh, Benoit Saint Denis, BSD. Like, yes, yo, that's my dude, yes. BSD. Yo, I didn't know you were talking about BSD.
Yes, man. Yes, that dude is an animal, bro. I was like, yo, he slaughtered him, bro. There was no contest.
Oh, yeah. No. I remember this fight. Yeah. This was a good fight.
That was a good fight, bro.
Well, they came out swinging. It was.
Oh, he fought Elizo Dos Santos, the dude with the leg tattoos.
Yeah, but that was early in his career. He lost that fight. That was also at welterweight.
Dude, are you like sponsored by him? How do you know all this shit?
Bro, I know who this guy is, bro. This guy is a beast, bro.
Jeez,
he's won out of his last four fights. He's won 2 by knockout and 2 by submission.
All right, well,
by decision.
I was shitting all over the card, but I do want to say there are a couple of like really solid fights, like Jack Jenkins, Marshall is going to be really really fun, and I'm excited to see
Basharat. I like him, Farid Basharat. He's got nice taekwondo. He's like the Middle Eastern McGregor.
Oh, and I want to see Kappa as well.
Namajunas does this too often, man. Where she like needs to like hit the bottom before she like wakes the fuck up.
Well, you know, she was moving up. You know, she was moving up. So, and the chick, you know, Fioret, she was just bigger than her. She was bigger, taller. You could see the muscularity difference. You know, Namajunas looks small in front of her. So,
and Rose, Matt, you alive?
Rose broke a finger in the first round, bro. Her finger was like
that.
Bent. Yeah.
I saw the.
I'm sorry. What fight are you guys watching right now? I like disconnected or some shit.
Oh, we're streaming. No, I'm bullshitting. We're just talking about Rose.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, she fought
because what's her name? Fioret. I want to see the trilogy with her and Zhang.
I feel like Zhang's gonna take that home. Zhang looks unstoppable.
That's what everybody thought before Rose fucking KO'd her.
True, but Zhang looks so strong.
I know that's kind of that's kind of crazy, right? Because she wins the title back. She wins the title back from Andrade, right? She beats Andrade for the title. Namajunas beats her for the title, right? Fucking defends it. And then she loses it to fucking Carla Esparza. And then Carla Esparza loses it back to Wang. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
That's
what it is with
competitive division.
But you know what it is with Rose is? Rose is one of those fighters that she could be, if she's on, she's on.
Right.
No one can fucking beat her. But when she's off to the races. Like, her mind is fucking gone.
Yeah.
You understand? Because how the fuck did she lose that title, bro? To Carla Esparza, bro.
I mean,
I know Carla had beat her in the past, but how the fuck did she... I mean, she was supposed to be a better fighter.
We've all heard that expression, styles make fights, you know? It's so
real. Yeah, but do you really think it was style or it's just that Rose is just fucking... You know? Come on.
She blew it.
I mean, when she lost to Andrade, she was like happy she lost.
Are you guys saying she's done?
No, I don't think she's done. But she's been talking about retirement, though.
And she went.
She's been talking about retirement.
Yeah, she talked retirement after the Andrade when she was slammed on her head. Like, that's what I'm like.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. She's like bipolar. You never know what the fuck she's on. In 1 minute, the next minute she's talking about I'm the greatest. Right.
See, that's the thing. I think we see her. Her ups and downs. See, John Jones, his up and down. We only see the ups. on camera. Like, the downs are, like, police reports and everything, but, like, if Jones handles it all before the cage, like, Rose, I think she takes it, brings it into the fight with her. Like, John Jones is never mentally healthy until he's got a fight sign. I don't know. Like, I'll never too down on Rose. And she's young. Dude, it's only
I think
her
she might fight. Be she might be I think she should go back to strawweight. You know?
Yeah, I heard that this was that freaking flyweight. I'm like, okay, she's tall, but does she have the muscle?
No, she don't. She looked too small.
You know what I'm doing, guys? I'm fucking posting this shit on social.
Right. There you go. You know what I want to see? I want to see Volkanovski at heavyweight.
Volkanovski at heavyweight?
Wait, hold on. It
Have you heard that story? He walked around for like 2 years at like 220.
200 plus. Yeah.
Like 220 for like two whole years.
Oh, that's like the BJ Penn at light heavyweight, though.
Yeah, no,
I know when he fought.
I'd love to see him fight like heavyweight.
When he fought Lyoto Machida?
Yeah. Dude, Lyoto's the dragon. He's the fucking Komodo dragon. Like,
yo, BJ's an animal.
I'm BJ, man.
Dude, he's BJ's getting into politics.
He's in politics now?
Yeah, there's our excuse to bring up politics.
Vote BJ Penn.
And I think they were getting nervous. And he goes, no, you can't do that. You can't hold us down like that. That's not how you guys do it. And they're like, sir, calm down. Like, he was about to fucking jump the table. That's not right. And he's wearing, like, a backwards hat.
That sounds like a BJ Penn thing to do.
Apparently there was some pro fighter that's, like, high up in government who was, again, like, trying to worry about fighters paying. Oh. Wait, who?
Manny Pacquiao?
Nah. Oh my, I think he's in Texas.
Are you talking about? Klitschko?
Not Klitschko. He's American. Yeah, I think he's from like Texas.
Klitschko's in politics. Vladimir Klitschko?
Yep.
I mean, not Vladimir. Player. Vitaly Klitschko. My bad.
Yeah, Vitaly Klitschko. Yeah, the other one.
Congress.
Yeah.
UFC fighter Congress.
Manny Pacquiao's very into politics.
Manny Pacquiao's in politics also. I don't know who else.
Down in South America.
In South America?
No, maybe in Mexico. Like, I know that Oscar De La Hoya,
Nah, he's not doing politics.
I don't think he does politics.
He's not doing politics.
Down there.
If he could put politics up his nose, he would do it.
No, I do believe that's kind of politicking.
I heard an interview with him recently.
That's politicking on Epstein Island.
Do you guys see the documentary on HBO?
I was just going to say, did anybody see it? I haven't.
I saw it. Saw it.
The what documentary?
Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy documentary on HBO.
Apparently his mom's was nuts.
His what?
Apparently, his mom was nuts.
Yeah. Well, he said his mom used to beat him, and that whole story about that he did, that he promised his mother that he would win the gold medal or whatever, was a lie. He made that shit up, or that not that that he made it up, but somebody in the media made it up, and he went along with it.
Yeah, that shit sells.
Yeah. But it was never true. He said it was a lie.
That's some Jordan shit. You guys see The Last Dance where he, like, made up that somebody talked shit about him? And they're like, he's like, yeah, I made that up. He goes,
but. Oh, yeah, I saw that too, but I don't remember that.
I went off that night.
Whatever. Well, I mean, Michael Jordan's, like, famously a fucking psychopath. I got his nuts.
Dude, you gotta be at that level, bro.
Yeah, you really
gotta
do.
Did you see Arnold's documentary also? Did you see that?
No, but I've heard some of the shit that Arnold used to do.
Arnold was the same way. When you watch that shit, when you finish watching it, you'd be like, yo, this motherfucker's narcissistic like a motherfucker, bro.
Like straight up sabotaging people just because.
Like this guy does not give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, straight up sabotaging people.
Bro. Yo, the only time he cried is when he fucking lost the competition, bro. He said, I cried all night. He didn't cry for it. I didn't hear him talk about when his mother died, his father died, his brother died. I didn't hear him talk about him crying about none of that. But when he lost the competition, bro, this fucking guy said he was crying all night like a little bitch.
I believe it.
So I was like, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to think of it like people like that place sell a whole ton of value on their ability. And that reality track of it all is just, it's too much.
It must be an addiction. Like, you fucking, you're that good that you could just beat anybody. Like, that's crazy. And you don't give a fuck about nobody. I think a lot of, it's not just athletes. I think people in the highest, like actors. That's why you see a lot of actors that always get fucking divorced and shit. Because they don't give a fuck about nobody but their career. Like, fuck you. Bye. Let's get divorced.
Yeah. That's business. That's law.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, people at the highest level, they don't give a fuck about nobody. Bro.
Yeah, it's career. It's career.
A lot of the dudes, they think it's like a win for like dudes that like, yeah, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, the rematch. I'm like, dude, I go, they're both fucking idiots.
Bro.
That's some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life, man. I watched like that whole thing. I was dying laughing.
Give me some cliff notes.
The stories were the best thing I've ever heard. Like,
I just heard about somebody shitting on the other's chest.
Shitting on a pillow. Oh. On his pillow. She took a shit on his
pillow. Bro, that was insane. That was fucking insane, bro.
I mean, I was like, what the fuck? And I've always said this. The crazy girls fuck the best. Like, crazy girls shit on pillows the best. Like,
I think I'm going to stay away from crazy shit. Like,
could you imagine you like get home, all your windows are broken, your fucking bottles of wine are smashed, fucking everything you care about is broken. But you're a millionaire, it doesn't matter.
Bro, I'll dangle her.
Walk into your shared bedroom and you find a turd.
I walk
on
into
your
my place after. And my windows are smashed. I'll dangle her out the window like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he dangled my man in Commando. I said, I'll kill you last.
Michael Jackson with the baby. Like Michael Jackson with the kid.
For real.
You know what? The thing is, Frankie, she would like that, though. Like, you would be leaning into it.
Yeah, she'd be like,
let me go. Let me go. I don't care.
And then you pull her up like, you're like, you crazy bitch. I wasn't going to kill you. She's like, I know. And she'd rip your clothes off. And then
yep.
She got what she came for.
That's what they say the crazy girl talks about.
Oh.
I think we all have stories. That are related to MMA and boxing. So,
that's a thing.
Dude, when I saw like a behind the scenes of Joaquin Phoenix like screaming at somebody, when I hear like Christian Bale screaming at somebody on set, I'm like, you guys are just fucking pretending. Calm the fuck down.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, how are the actors talking about like world events? They're just the best salespeople if you think about it. But they don't know shit. They're probably just dumb. Not dumb. I mean, you're smart. Most focused. They're very focused on their craft. But I wouldn't trust them like watching my son.
Ronald Reagan was the first American actor politician, and it's become pretty commonplace. If you don't make it in film, you go into politics. You're just regurgitating words that...
It helps when you're famous to be a politician, obviously.
But it pays? Hell yeah.
You know?
Buku books. Get rich.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump like makes his own network. Like if he does like TNN.
Like Oprah.
Yeah.
With your lead fucking broadcaster, Sean Strickland.
Way to bring it back.
Yeah, dude.
Trump knows his line.
And just like an endless assortment of hot ass women for him to just brutally.
No. I think Trump draws the line at Colby. Like he's like, nah, Sean's a loose cannon. He might kill me and then kill himself.
He might light my hair on fire.
Bro, he's like, you know, I train, I go home, I see my girlfriend, I watch TV, and I go back and train. I can't be in civilized life. Like, Sean Strickland, like, says he can't just walk around like civilians.
He said the other day he got CTE. I got CTE. I was like, okay, I hate you, bro.
Yeah,
probably
he's
does.
He's got something, man.
Now, is his girlfriend normal? Is Sean the crazy one?
What I think is he has Down syndrome, and he's just high functioning.
How long? Look, first of all, how long do you think this fight lasts?
I think it goes. I think it goes the distance.
You think it goes?
Dude,
what kind of fucking take is that, bro?
Dude, he's gonna last he's gonna go 3-5 rounds with Adesanya.
Somebody
think about that.
Izzy's no 5 rounds,
bro.
Izzy's had this history.
You just thought about that, right? He said 5. Wait, 5 rounds. Wait. Maybe I'm wrong.
Round. It's over. Oh. It's over 2 minutes into the second round.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying 3 rounds. I was like, no, it was 5 rounds. 5 rounds.
No, I said, yeah, I said 5 rounds, bro.
No, he could definitely make 3 rounds. He could definitely make 3 rounds.
I think Adesanya is going to finish him 2 minutes into the second round, and I'm still going to bet on
that spread.
I think he's going to carry him.
Has he knocked out 2 people as a champion back to back? No chance. I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, but he wasn't fighting Sean Strickland though.
Dude, Strickland has like the statistically the best defense in the division.
Who?
Strickland
has the best defense? Are you serious, bro? Like,
what, the Pereira fight?
His takes are wild.
I understand. I understand he fought Pereira, and Pereira just smacked him and he put him to sleep.
Why do you think Strickland goes these 5-round fights? He doesn't engage.
And it wasn't even Pereira's power that put him down. It was Pereira's precision that put him down. Dude. And it's like, you want to talk precision versus Israel Adesanya? It's just like, there's just no way.
Dude, before the Pereira, see, everybody's hot off the Pereira knockout with Izzy. The last time he beat somebody by strikes was Paulo Costa, September 2020.
Yeah. And he fought Jared Cannonier after that, didn't he?
And then the Costa, and then he moved up to 205 for Blachowicz.
He fought Blachowicz for the heavyweight. Yeah, he lost that, went back.
But then he was nervous, and he said, you know what, I got to get back in the win column. So he did decision, Vettori, Whitaker, Cannonier, and then he goes.
Vettori, you don't knock out. Cannonier is not easy to knock out. And then he loses to Pereira, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But then he knocks out Pereira in a rematch. Nobody knocks out Pereira. And you think that this guy's going to last five rounds with him?
You want to do 3-2 odds?
What are you talking about? Dude, Vegas put the odds out. It's minus 600 Israel Adesanya plus 440 Pereira.
He's gonna fuck that dude up, man.
Hold on, where's the fucking odds?
That's what I keep saying. I'm gonna bet on Strickland just because the odds are that ridiculous.
I'll take both your guys' money.
You've been betting wrong for a minute.
What?
You the one that betted against Volkanovski and Yair Rodriguez. Remember that shit?
So I've always betted against Volkanovski. The one time I picked
him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's like a thing though.
You picked Yair. And you lost that one.
That's like a thing.
What other fight?
Yeah, but that's like me and Volk's like personal thing. Like I like Volk, so I'm doing him a favor.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I told you guys the story. Like the best bet I ever hit was round 4 Korean Zombie knockout Volkanovski.
Yeah, you told us that last time, and you're gonna tell us next time.
That was the best fucking bet I ever hit in my life. Like plus 1600 or some shit. I was like, okay.
So they don't have the fight on bestfightodds.com. They got Blood Diamond versus Charlie Radke, but they don't have Adesanya Strickland.
Yeah, because they're not trying to like lose the car. such a dumb goddamn fight. Like
he finishes him then.
I think he finishes him for sure.
Strickland wasn't. I don't think Izzy's gonna charge like Pereira charged Strickland.
It's not the point. He's gonna pick him apart. You know
the leg kicks. How is he at checking the legs?
Leg kicks, jab, knees, elbows. He takes him down. He's gonna ground and pound his ass to sleep. It's going to be a
wait, who takes who? Wait. No. Okay, Matt, you got to step in here.
I rarely come across a fight where I can't find a way out for a fighter. I don't see how Strickland wins this.
No. I didn't say
Strickland,
win.
Strickland doesn't win this fight.
He doesn't have
a chance in hell.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And I'm still gonna bet on him because the odds are that good.
With gasoline draws.
Yo, the thing I love about MMA and simultaneously hate about MMA is a fluke can change the whole fight. You know what I mean? Like, I still to this day. I still argue that Kamaru Usman's better than Leon Edwards. I'm like, I've seen him get dropped twice by the same kick.
I get that. I get your point.
And I'm like, I still think Kamaru Usman's better, and it's like, well. There ain't no rubber match there.
I think what happened with Usman was injuries, man. It wasn't Leon Edwards. It was injuries. Too many injuries. Too many. He's better than Leon Edwards, in my opinion. But
that's what I.
I think he's got too many injuries. He can't train like he wants to. You know. And that's really what happened.
There was like a TMZ post.
And he fucked up. You know what?
Kamaru
Usman
caught running.
Usman did something equivalent to what happened with Anderson Silva in a way, even though he didn't do it in that same manner where, you know, when he fought Weidman, that he was putting his fucking chin out there and he got clipped, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Leon Edwards fight, he was winning all four rounds.
Oh,
he didn't need to fight that fifth round at all.
There was 47 seconds left on the clock. And yo, he was exhausted, and he was trying to slip in.
Leon Edwards had nothing. Yo, you saw after he landed that kick, he was like, "Oh shit!" He was like shocked, bro.
It was a miracle. It was a miracle. And then in the second fight, it's like Kamaru Usman, like he didn't have the same confidence. He wasn't as willing to attack.
Kamaru,
and I don't mean to take away from Leon Edwards on this either. Like Leon Edwards stepped his shit up. Like I thought he was gonna slack. Like, oh, I'm champion at least for now. Leon Edwards came in 110% better, in my opinion, for the second fight. You know what I mean?
Isn't he fighting Kobe?
I think either one of them fucking smokes Kobe Covington. I don't think Kobe's a good fighter, personally. Sorry.
I don't know. You know, I think Kobe's going to give him a hell of a fight.
I mean,
I think Kobe stands a chance of beating Leon Edwards, honestly.
Really? I think Leon Edwards will fucking bang Kobe up.
Kobe, yo, I see the reputation that Kobe has, but Kobe reputation as a fighter, he gets a lot of respect. That fucking guy comes to fight, man.
Yo, he's tough and he swings, but like I don't see him overpowering Leon Edwards the same way that Kamaru Usman would have been able to.
You know what it is? You know what's going to be his fucking really cardio, strong. Bro. His cardio is going to be a problem for Leon Edwards, I'm telling you.
That's true too. But, like, again, Kamaru Usman has better cardio than Kobe Covington. And I think he pushes a harder pace.
Yeah, but that's the reason why he won that fight against Kobe the first time. Because he was in that fight. Remember, Kobe was giving him hell until he knocked him out in that fifth round. Second fight, when Usman fought Kobe the first time. I mean, he knocked him out in the fifth round.
I feel like Usman was winning every round.
You crazy. That fight was close, bro.
I didn't think it was that close. I thought Usman won every round.
Yeah, man. You remember that fight, Ike? Usman and Kobe, the first one?
Dude, I'm not going to say they weren't competitive rounds. I just think Usman won every round.
That's one of the funnest fights.
I don't think he won every round. That was a real close fight, man.
Okay, you can argue like maybe he won round three. Like, he did a good job in round three.
I thought
three,
they were so tied like, going into the fifth.
Yeah, I thought it was even. Nah. I thought it was even, yeah.
I thought Usman was up. I honestly would say.
I tell you this much. Once he clipped him and he was able to hurt Kobe, that was a wrap.
Broke his fucking jaw. Like, you can't make that shit up. That's fucking crazy.
Bro. Well, I think Leon Edwards' striking is better than Usman. So I think if, like, that's
You know what's crazy is that Usman was never a knockout guy, bro. He knocked out fucking Masvidal, bro.
Yeah,
fuck?
Dude, I know. Well, like, I was always saying
fucking,
that.
Yo, when he hit Masvidal, bro. Yo, he knocked out Street Jesus.
I don't know when he decided he was going to be a boxer.
Bro, that guy was, he fucking, you saw, after he knocked him out, did you see his body leave? He resurrected his ass, B.
Woof. Like,
that was crazy.
I remember the Gilbert Burns
Yo, when he knocked out Gilbert Burns, I was like, holy
good
shit.
Good call,
what
good call.
That was one of the best fights I ever saw in my life. I loved that fight.
And yo, like, that was crazy.
And again, I remember saying to myself, like, all Kamaru Usman has to do is, like, control this guy a little bit on the ground. And then I was like, wait, Gilbert Burns is like a BJJ god. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to take that guy down. You want to keep him on your feet. Like, that's the only place you're going to beat him. And then Gilbert Burns was throwing the meanest kicks I ever seen in my life.
And he made Colby, I mean, he made Usman touch the ground with his hands. Like, it wasn't a drop, but he, like, staggered him.
Oh, yeah, he clipped him. Yeah, he clipped him.
So, you know, maybe I'm overestimating Kamaru Usman a little bit. Maybe I'm underestimating Kobe Covington a little bit. But, like, the way I look at this is, like, Leon Edwards is going to smoke Kobe out. Like, I don't think Kobe has a chance.
You think that he can't get in on the legs? You think Leon's good enough?
I'm gonna say this much, though. Because Kobe hasn't fought in a while, that could be the case.
Dude, you know what? I mean, but that Chael Sonnen says the key to, like, fight nerves is just grapple. He goes, don't even play that distance, range, striking game. Just shoot in on, like, Khabib's never nervous because he just jumps at
takedown. And I'm going to tell you something. Kobe's grappling, bro, is a problem. And that's where Leon Edwards is going to have a problem. I'm telling you, if he's able to smother Leon Edwards in any way, he's not going to be able to get that.
I think it's a very similar to Sugar versus Aljo. Like, if you have a hesitant Colby, like Aljo was trying to play a game in the first round, didn't really shoot. Like, but if you get the Colby against Robbie Lawler, the Colby against Rafael dos Anjos, where he's just shooting it on the legs and constant pressure from the first minute, I think it would be a great fight in favor of Colby. But he can't play the striking game to get
Kobe
the feel.
That went against Tyron Woodley and broke his fucking rib, I think.
Right.
Come on, bro. That guy's an animal, bro.
Dude, if Kobe plays the striking game, Leon will fuck him up.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to do that. That's not his game. You never see him do it. You never seen him do that. Never.
What, Kobe?
Yeah, I expect him to rush. The only time he went slug for slug was when he fought Usman.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like,
when he fought Usman, he went.
Well, neither of them wrestled. Neither of them wrestled.
Because he couldn't wrestle Usman,
right,
bro.
Right.
Usman
right.
is.
Yo, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if Edwards can stop Usman from wrestling him, how the fuck is he going to?
I don't think he could, though. I don't think he could.
Well, he caught everybody off guard. Didn't Edwards take down Usman? Like the first second, like it was like, holy
shit.
Oh,
yes, he did. He took him down in the first round.
It was one of those, like, unexpected.
Second fight, right?
Yeah. He did take him down. It was one of those, like, oh shit moments.
You think he does that for Colby? He shoots?
He very well may. Like, and this is what I mean. Like, I just think if he
wrestles
Colby Covington's
with
grappling or wrestling is that much better than Kamaru Usman.
Fair.
But, like, why is Leon Edwards going to have a problem with Kobe Covington, who I don't think strikes as well as Usman. I don't think he wrestles as
because,
well as Usman.
Because,
I don't
no,
think he's,
I
know,
think
Matt sold me. Matt
problem.
Sold me. Matt sold me. I'm going with Edwards easily on that.
I don't think Kobe, I think that everything Kobe Covington does, Kamaru Usman does better. And Leon Edwards.
I'm just saying this fight. Much. I think that Leon Edwards is the favorite. But I think that Kobe can make this a problem, bro.
I think that this fight is as
don't sleep on him, man. I'm telling you.
I think this fight is almost as disproportionately stacked in favor as the Strickland Adesanya fight.
No, not that much.
I think it's almost that close.
Wow,
I think it's almost
dude.
That bad. If this is a minus
Slater.
600,
yo,
fight,
no,
that's
Slater.
A minus
Slater.
400.
Slater, fight. Can you tell me the medication, the name of the medication you take?
You know what?
I gotta find out what are you taking, bro.
I took these things and I can't even read the bottle anymore, so I'm
back. That's crazy, bro.
Bro,
that's
there's
crazy,
no way. I saw the line. It's like, oh, on different sides, it's all over. The FanDuel, it's -770. There's no chance.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying.
I guarantee
bro.
You, Edwards is no way near 500. It's probably gonna be. He'll be a -240. -250 at most.
He's a favorite, dude, I
think it's going to be a -4 at least.
You think a -4? Oh, a lot of people are going to throw money on Colby.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. I think a smart, I'd like, honestly, bro, like, I don't think there's any world in which you look at the matchup. And again, it's not the Leon Edwards, Kobe Covington matchup that's making me feel so strongly. It's Kobe Covington, Kamaru Usman. Who wins that fight?
Good point.
The second fight, wait. I was at the second fight. That second fight was close. Close like a motherfucker. Was not like the first one. And both fights were close. Yeah, it was an honor. It was a close fight. I thought Usman was going to knock him out, and eventually he took him to five rounds. It was a close fight. The first fight was close too before he got knocked out.
Honestly, man, I felt like Usman just hard controlled both of those fights the whole time through.
I'm going to watch that fight again.
Yeah, I might be wrong about this.
So the big power,
I just thought that leading up to that fourth round, it was either man's fight, and Usman whooped his ass in that fifth round, bro, and changed the game.
The power disparity is obvious, too.
I remember the fifth round being the clearest win for Usman. But like,
dude, now that I think about it, Kobe doesn't have that much pop.
I thought he handled him.
He doesn't, but he doesn't need pop. Yeah. All he needs to do is wrestle him,
but
bro.
But Edwards has a gas tank. He's long and lean, and he's not, like, out of shape. Like, you could tell that dude is
You think
just...
he has a gas tank for real?
Yeah.
He gassed against fucking Nate Diaz, didn't he?
Where he got clipped in the last he did a little bit.
He got clipped.
Dude, yeah. He gassed, bro. He got clipped, and he was like, oh, shit.
Beating Usman. That was one of my arguments against him beating Usman in the first place. It was he doesn't have the tank to handle that, and I will say – I think Kobe's got a slightly better tank.
Oh, yeah. Definitely better.
And look, who's the more broken fighter right now, Usman or Kobe?
The more broken fighter?
Wait, why are you saying Usman?
Broken physically with injuries.
Where's Usman coming to? We're talking about Edwards.
Usman is all fucked up, too.
Usman is all fucked up right now.
Yeah, why are we talking about Usman? That's all we're talking about Edwards coming to.
Yeah, but I'm saying, because we were talking about Usman Leon Edwards, and I'm trying to say that right now, Usman is not the same guy.
No.
He's a broken fighter. Covington is still fresh. Covington has got a knockout loss to Usman, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but, dude, everybody thought.
And that was Usman at his best. Usman at his best. I don't think Leon Edwards beat Usman at his best. I'm telling you.
I agree with that statement too. I don't think that Usman was at his best.
Usman was going to him in his second fight.
I feel like everybody passed their prime already. I feel like the whole generation is done.
Usman was doing to him in a second fight what he did to him in the first one. He fucking wrestled the shit out of Leon Edwards and had him fucking thinking twice about fighting, right? His corner was the one that was like, yo, come on, man, you gotta do something.
Dude, pull it out of the fire,
right?
Rocky. Come
they
on.
They were screaming at him, bro. Yo, and Leon Edwards was sitting there like this. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, like, and
he didn't want to fight.
Because he had to, like, he understood. You're
they
not going to
talk them
you're
into that fight, bro.
You got to snipe the stronger guy. Like, and again, this is what I think Sean O'Malley did. Like, I think Sean O'Malley sniped Aljamain. I think that was a great comparison you made earlier. Like, I think this is very reminiscent of what we just saw with O'Malley and Aljamain Sterling. I think that you're going to have a situation where Covington's trying to step in to a longer, wittier
fighter.
He should
play the game. I hate when the superior grappler plays the fucking game, the striking
game. I don't think Leon Edwards is going to give him an option. I think Leon Edwards is going to catch him coming in 100%.
And it's the confidence thing, it's like if Kobe tries to play a striking game the first round like Aljo, and then it goes to the second round where he's comfortable, and then he just does he has a nice takedown defense, the confidence is sky high then.
Right.
So the odds for the Strickland Adesanya about going to the distance, it's a +112 going to the distance, -146 not going to the distance. Do you guys want to place a nice little wager on this?
Well, I think it ends in a knockout either way.
It's not going the distance, bro. This fight is not going the distance, baby.
It's 100% a knockout.
All right. If
bro, if this fight goes the distance,
yo, like, tell
it's
me
because Adesanya lost both legs and both arms.
Tell me right now what the odds of a round two knockout are for Adesanya.
Let's see. Method of victory. Where do we go? You should jump on that bet. If you believe what you're saying, you should jump on that bet. Plus 115 for Adesanya via knockout.
Yeah, see, like, I'd rather just bet on the long shot of Strickland not dying and magically landing a shot. Like, that, I think I got a better, like, I think that my money's better served that way.
That plus is a plus 15,000.
Huh?
That's a plus 15,000.
What?
Strickland knocking him out.
Oh, that's the only way Strickland wins. So I'm betting for the knockout.
Actually, yeah. That's another. It's a plus 150,000 that he knocks him out.
Yeah, dude, totally. Which is why I'm sitting here like there's no way he wins, and if he does, it's by knockout, like you right. know, or a technical like a TKO, a ground pound.
That would be the biggest upset in all of. This is bigger than Buster Douglas, in my opinion.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's a huge statement, but yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pull up the Ngannou Fury odds.
That's horrible.
But like, I'd rather bet $50 with a plus 15,000 fucking bet spread. You know what I mean? Because like, if this motherfucker is gonna win, it's by knockout. Let's be real here. He's not gonna outbox.
Yeah. He would have to have a sledgehammer.
Bet big. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
Tyson
he would have
Fury.
To come into the cage with a fucking machine gun and do a mass shooting.
Yeah, right. Fucking
kill draw. Everybody. Like, that's the only way he wins. Like,
and fuck? He still might lose.
Yeah, they're hosting the fight at a fucking high school in Nevada.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Tyson Fury is a minus 1350 against Francis Ngannou. 1350? That's like fucking...
For boxing?
Valentino Shevchenko odds.
Dude, I would take that too. I think fucking Tyson Fury absolutely wins that. Oh, you said he's minus.
I'm gonna tell you this yeah. much, bro, and I want you guys to listen.
Yeah, he's gonna murder close.
Hold up.
No, I want you to listen
Frankie
closely.
Speaking.
He fucks around with Ngannou in
he's
any fucking way. I'm telling you right now, we seen Tyson Fury hit the floor, and you know how hard fucking Ngannou hits, bro.
He hits harder than Deontay.
He cannot fuck around with Ngannou, bro. Not even a little bit, bro. He carries that motherfucker and gives him any chance, bro, to put it right here on the fucking chin, bro. And Ngannou hits him, bro.
It's over.
We're gonna see the most embarrassing, biggest upset of all fucking fight history. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, that was not a prediction, folks.
Give me the odds on a Ngannou knockout. Give me the odds on an Ngannou.
On winning, it's plus 720.
Nah, on the knockout. Fuck the winning. What's the knockout?
Let's see.
Because again, he's not gonna outbox Tyson Fury. If he wins, it's by knockout. So what's the odds on that?
The only way he could win, of course.
Okay.
And you know what's crazy is he's training with Mike Tyson. I'm like, wait a second.
Is that just
Mike
for
Tyson
fucking
style?
Social? Is that just for social?
Pull that up.
Is that just for social, the Mike Tyson thing?
I don't know.
Like, it has to be because stylistically it doesn't make sense for Francis Ngannou.
Doesn't make sense, bro. Yeah. He cannot fight a peekaboo style.
Wow, look
fucking,
at the disrespect. They don't have it under boxing. I wonder if it's under MMA.
Well, it's not real boxing, so.
Yeah, it's... I think it's a real boxing match, though.
It's a commissioned boxing match. I don't think it's a real boxing match, though. There's a difference.
What the?
It's definitely legal.
Fury and.
But it's like Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor. It's like I didn't call that a real boxing match.
Yeah, I know.
That's
even though that counts as his 50th fight.
Yeah,
on the record books,
Conor McGregor did way better than I thought he would personally.
Francis,
I think Floyd carried him.
Yeah.
These I think Floyd carried him. Floyd predicted that he was going to knock him out in a round. He did.
Yeah. That's what you can do when you're the best.
I mean, he got caught with some shots, but I think that Floyd was you know, knew what he was doing in there.
Dude, Floyd can take a punch. Yeah. He's got one of the best rolls off in the world, man. Like, the way he takes a shot and let it roll off his chin, like, one of the best in the world at it.
Yeah. So. And, you know, a guy with no boxing experience is not going to put it right on the chin like Shane Mosley did. You know?
Shane Mosley is one of my favorites.
See, Shane fucked up when he hit him with that right hand. You know why? Because he fell into the punch. And then because he was off balance, fucking Floyd was able to grab his arm.
Yep. You're absolutely right. If he had been a little sharper with that, peeled out
if he would have just shot it, bang, and hurt Floyd, he could have threw some combinations and caught him.
If he had just stepped off to the left and started going in with that left, man, he would fucking... Dude,
he would have been, if he would have not been off balance, he would have hit him right when he hit him with that right hand. Yeah,
fucking sleep, dude.
Floyd got lucky though. Floyd got lucky because he got clipped again in that round too. It was that one punch. It was the other. He hit him with like an overhand fucking right or some shit or left. Well, I'm not sure which punch was it.
And it always makes me smile when I hear Floyd Mayweather say that the toughest fight he ever had was Emmanuel Augustus. I love hearing that. Like, I love that.
Oh, Emmanuel Augustus?
He was my favorite
I thought his toughest fight was Castillo.
That was a great fight. Incredible fight.
A lot of people thought he lost that fight, too.
Arguably did.
I thought he did.
There's a real argument that Castillo was actually up 6-5 for that. Real argument for that.
Yeah, the punch stats also showed that, you know.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is where Floyd Mayweather is, like, insane defensive. I guess you'd call it defensive productivity. Like, his percentages on defense, like, I think 17% of all punches thrown at him landed over the course of his career. Something crazy like that.
Oh, no, he's got a high percentage. I think he lands about 40 to 50% of his punches.
No, I'm saying the punches thrown at him.
Oh, at him.
Landed at, I think, 17%, where the average is like 33.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I think it's something absurd like that. I can look that up real quick.
While you look it up, you guys want to hear some press conference?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Well, knock out another big dosser here in him. And another one 3 or 4 years later.
And in our conversation, one thing that I precisely request from Mike Tyson was whenever I fight Tyson Fury, would he be in my corner? And at that time, everybody was looking at me as a fool to even thinking of fighting Tyson Fury. And today, it's happening. So from the moment that he get announced officially that I'm fighting Tyson Fury in Riyadh on the opening on Riyadh season, I hit up Mike Tyson. I'm like, bro, that thing become true. Like, this is it. And it's something magical, right? I grew up just know Mike Tyson as a face of boxing. And then I get to the point that my first boxing match, the guy in my corner, I was in the gym with him training and was having those same sensation. Like, it's real,
Frank,
right?
I don't person, give a shit.
Right? And he was talking like, go, again. And I'm like, this is Mike Tyson in my corner for my first boxing match. This is real.
You know what and, I mean?
After training, after we're done,
hide your boner,
I get
Frank's,
ready to get
Francisco.
Home. And I'm like, man, one more. This is real. Live the dream.
Tyson, I want to get your thoughts.
It's like listening to the delusions of an oversized child. Like, I had dreamed that I would be in professional boxing match with best in world. And Mike
but I'm
Tyson
say,
in
I'm gonna,
my corner.
I'm gonna say this much, man. I like the way Ngannou handled himself in the press conference. You know,
because
Tyson Fury tried to get in his face and rattle him, and he's like, he was stoic. He wasn't even trying to. He didn't let anything deter him. Actually,
he remained very composed. But what I'm saying is, like, this whole Mike Tyson thing is such, like, it's just such stupid, like, mental realism.
Oh, you definitely shit on kids' dreams, don't you, Matthew?
Oh, I fucking hate kids' dreams. Be realistic. We're all doomed. There's no hope, children. Give it up. I look at my beautiful new nephew, and I think to myself, when do I break it to this kid? That we're all so fucked, you know?
You fucking told him that there's no Santa Claus?
Oh, not yet. I got to dress up like Santa a couple times first.
Yeah, you got the beard.
I'm working on the belly.
Gonna make the kid.
Your boy's getting hungry over here.
Oh, my God. You know what? I brought this up to Francisco many times. Like, I respect Francis Ngannou for not being bullied by Dana White. Dana White is the biggest bully in combat sports now. And Francis Ngannou he's the bigger man.
Like, I think Francis Ngannou is a fool. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You should have taken the unpaid internship. You should have been stocking the printers at UFC Corp.
Oh my
God. This is what we pay our fighters for. Like, give the man a broom and a dustpan. Let's put him to work, and Dana White will take
him to clean fucking toilets. Yeah.
Like, the fuck is this? Like, I hate Dana White. I love what he did, but I also hate what he did. You know what I mean?
Dude,
unreal.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the docs that I told you to check out? The Patrick Gavia, where he talks about fighters paying shit. That shit was good, man.
No, I really do want to watch that though. Can you send?
You got to check him out. He got some good docs.
Please
man.
Send. Please
the
send.
Docs
please
are pretty
send.
Good.
Yeah.
Please send that again. I'm very curious about just the whole idea of what it would actually take to unionize fighters, coaches. People in general, because, like, again, it's mass exploitation that's happening at so many different levels.
I don't know how,
but
like,
you saw
you
know, that lawsuit, if that shit sticks, bro, that shit's gonna,
it's gonna change the game. But what it's gonna do, it's gonna open up like a very real door into, like, all right, so what qualifies people to actually be considered professional boxers? We'll all get coverage under that. Like, I carry a New York State coach's license, you know, I'm a professional boxing coach. So, like, where the fuck is my – like, I should be getting some kind of pay from these promoters when my fighters are fighting. No, I have to take that out of my fighter's end.
Right.
So where the fuck's my cut? Like, I believe that the fucking corporation that's pulling in millions and millions of dollars should be paying for that, the promotion or whatever, you know?
That's a great point. Instead of, like, coming out of the fighter's purse.
Exactly.
It, like, doesn't the NFL pay the NFL coaches?
Well, they pay Jerry Sandusky.
Or I guess the ownership has that one.
I heard this awesome take. If the head coach at your college gets paid more money than any of the staff, you're a sports franchise that dabbles in education.
Dude, speaking of, you guys know Deion Sanders is a head coach now?
I didn't know.
You guys see that at Colorado? His son is the quarterback.
Really? Oh, like, that doesn't sound like nepotism at all.
Nope, definitely not. And his son is pulling in $4 million. Dude, the quarterback at Colorado is making more than probably way more than Sean Strickland. But that's probably how much Adesanya is going to make.
Yeah, but Sean Strickland is also
Adesanya makes $4 million.
I would say a minimum two. I'd say a minimum two.
Who? Deion Sanders?
Adesanya.
No. Adesanya.
Oh, Adesanya? I'm very curious, and I guarantee you it's somewhere in their contract that they're not allowed to reveal how much they're getting paid.
Because Conor definitely got $15 million when he fought Khabib. There's no way he got under 10. No way.
From what I understand, he made more money on the night that he fought with Floyd Mayweather than he did at any fight during his entire UFC.
I think it
career.
Was 27.
He made more money,
or 30
he made
million.
That, he made what, the Floyd Mayweather night?
Yeah.
Well, he made more than that.
Well,
he
they
made
say
more than
99.
He made a lot more than that.
It says 99 on Forbes, but the UFC took about 70%.
Yeah, they took a lot of his. Yeah.
They took 70% of his money
dude,
from the
you're
Floyd
just
Mayweather fight.
Yeah, this was like, they were like, everybody's like happy. They thought it was like a win for an MMA fighter to make 25 to 30 million. And meanwhile, Floyd made 225, Conor 99. 70% of that went to the UFC.
From what I understand, like,
wait,
that fight
Floyd didn't make 225.
Didn't he make how much?
He made like 100. Like 100 plus.
From what I understand, that fight was $440 million is what that generated.
Well,
let me
he made 100. I'm not sure if he made a little bit more, but he made about 100 with Conor. But 200?
That's why Nate Diaz was pissed, because he probably saw that it took two to tango to make UFC 196, to make UFC 202, and he's like, dude, I ain't coming back for 3 years. You need to fucking pay me $5 million. Like, I just made Conor, helped make Conor this fucking megastar.
No. Floyd Mayweather took home.
I think he made $20 million fighting Jake Paul.
Look, Floyd Mayweather took home $300 million fighting McGregor. McGregor took home around $100 million. UFC took 70% of McGregor's money.
Yeah, boys.
Wow.
That's crazy. And everybody was so happy, man. Like, he took that money, but, made the whiskey.
And at the end of the night,
you think it was 70%?
At the end of the night, Floyd Mayweather walked
And also, Conor gets to promote his proper 12 on the UFC. No fighter gets to do that.
Right. Yeah, there's
Because he tacitly accepted it when
they took a pretty big pie, but I don't think they took 70%.
He could have really changed the game in a different direction if he
You think Conor would have let them take 70%? I don't think so.
It's in the contract, though. He was a champion, and for him to – it would have been a crazy lawsuit battle, but he could have pulled it off, but it would have been dragged out by the UFC if he just fought Conor versus Floyd, McGregor Promotions versus Money Mayweather Promotions. Like, it could have happened, but it would have been dragged out in court. But Dana White had him under contract. So I think, he worked with him.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right. I think you might be right.
He worked.
I think because he was under contract, he had no choice but to give him a big.
I was like, dude, this is the chance where he could do.
But he probably got more. He probably got more than we know. I'm telling you, because him and Dana White got a good relationship.
I agree with that.
And I'm pretty sure that there was some talk between him and Conor.
That's probably on the
Conor's
record.
Put it this way, Conor's got a relationship with Dana White that no other fighter has.
Of course. I agree with that.
Of course. And
Conor McGregor knew how to market himself in a way that made the UFC explode.
He couldn't be more opposite of Francis Ngannou.
I will say this much.
He couldn't be more opposite of Francis Ngannou.
But I'm gonna say this much though. I think that you're right about that, but I think that the UFC is the one that blew up Conor McGregor. They put all their money behind him. I'm telling you.
Well, no, and this is exactly
they saw what he had behind him, right, with the Irish fans.
Yeah,
and they knew that they needed to invest in him.
Yes,
it's the same reason what they did with Ronda Rousey, right? Dana White always talked about not having women fighters in the UFC, right? He was like, "Oh, I'm not doing business." When he saw her popularity and how much money they could make, they marketed the shit out of her.
Oh, Dana White was wearing a sports bra.
I would say Conor. Yeah, nice. I mean, he needs one, but I would say Conor McGregor sparked this whole trend of where you have these UFC fighters that are now trying to act like they're WWE stars, where like you have Israel Adesanya drunk off his ass walking up into DuPlessis fucking arena and yelling that nonsense.
I still haven't heard this.
Attempted shit talk, and now you got Strickland, who's another personality who gets off.
He was calling him the N-word.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's all this nonsense.
Adesanya couldn't be more white.
And it's like, at least Sean Strickland is coherent in his shit talk, and it's so like, it's look, honest. Like, I don't think that Strickland's putting on a show. I think Strickland.
Matt, just say it. You're a fucking racist.
Yeah, I think he's a piece of shit. Like, I think he's this good old Southern boy. And the truth of the matter is, like, I think Israel Adesanya, on the other hand, is playing this whole I'm Chinese card, because that's $1 billion in fucking marketing over there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
right?
Wait a second, Adesanya is Chinese?
Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
Yo, I'm Russian.
Yeah, dude.
I could see it.
Dude, fuck. I'm from fucking Sentinel Island.
No, dude, you are
you guys
Santa
know what
Claus.
Sentinel Island is? Do you know what Sentinel Island is? It's the last indigenous refuge. If you try to approach their island with like a boat or a plane, they throw spears at you. And they'll eat you on the beach. That's where I'm from. I represent Sentinel Island.
You boys want to go on vacation?
Yo, let's fucking party. See, and Sean Strickland's the kind of man who would totally do it. He would go fight Aboriginal.
I'm your leader.
You ever see that South Park Russell Crowe fighting around the world? I feel like that's Sean Strickland as a real man. That's like who Sean Strickland wanted to be growing up. Oh, I'm a tiger.
Dude, oh, he's no. real life South Park. If South Park was a fighter, it's Sean Strickland.
Yeah, dude. He really is.
That's true.
I think that that's where that kind of personality belongs in the world. Like, you should be able to go challenge that perspective with your hands. You know? But it doesn't need to be a big show. Like I want, like, people like GSP that, like, actually stood for something.
Dude, now that
I
think about
like,
it, did the UFC ever go to Canada when GSP was on the rise? I know they did the Jake Shields, Rogers Arena event. But, like Francisco said, they poured a lot of resources into Conor McGregor early on. Like, did they go on a world tour ever prior to Conor McGregor? Because, like, Jose Aldo doesn't speak a lick of English, and they have him in, like, fucking Dubai. Like,
well, I heard that Dana White was dating Trudeau, so I know he was in Canada briefly.
Whoa. You got all the dirt.
Trudeau, really?
No, not really. He wasn't. I promise Dana White was not fucking the Prime Minister of Canada, but if he was, that'd be some fucking dirt, though.
Bro, you heard the moment of silence? We're all like, What? Bro, was that Khabib shit real?
Yeah, I was like, yo, Slater or something that we don't? Like, what the fuck?
Bro, he's throwing some shit on Khabib. Why do you think Slater's on the run?
Yo, dude, I'm hiding from Khabib. I've been keeping my head low.
Dude, he would call you brother while he's sticking the knife in you. Brother.
Yo, brother.
This has
don't move.
This is
good for you.
This good for you.
Don't worry about it. You're going to fucking love this.
Oh, my God. Stop that,
fucking
Francisco.
Fucking Khabib, bro. What a lunatic.
Oh, Frankie looks like he's in the Russian mafia.
Yeah,
over. Yes. Okay, Matt, we talked about Hawaiian shirts. Over under 3 leather jackets for Frankie. I'm going to say under. I'm going to say he's got 2.
At least
leather
2.
Jackets?
I'll say 3. I'll say you got 3 leather jackets.
Is it a push, Frankie? How many we got?
Nah, I got 0.
Bullshit.
Really?
Bullshit.
He threw those all out.
I don't like leather, man. Yeah, man. I should get at least a Carlitos way type leather jacket. Yeah.
Yo, he's got 3 pairs of assless leather chaps. That's what he's got. It's from his days training to be a fucking village person.
Why?
Yo, dude, that's some Prince shit, bro.
Yeah, back in the day, those guys got after it.
Only thing you're getting fucked on is this bet.
I just gotta say, how the fuck did Prince get away with that shit, bro? Tell me.
Yo, when you're
this
that
motherfucker
talented,
got away. This motherfucker got away with wearing stilettos,
dude. Matt's about to say it. Matt's about to say it.
Fucking assless fucking pants.
Matt's about to say it.
What the fuck,
but,
dude? The talent, like everybody looks away.
Oh yeah, it's talent. Nobody gives a shit.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Look at all those metal guys.
You know what it is? You know what it is, though? He was banging the finest chicks, bro.
Was he, or was he giving them foot massages and like?
Dude, he was packing them, bro. He was
probably doing both, honestly.
I'm telling you. The reason why he got away with that shit, bro,
is when I play a lick.
The reason why he got away with that shit, bro, is because he was fucking. He had the finest fucking women in the game, kid.
It's true.
You know, I'm telling you. There's no way he could have got away with that shit if he wasn't.
You don't think Mike Jackson has some crazy just lady tigers that wanted him? And he's like, no, I want your son.
Oh, no. Michael had the finest women after him. But Michael wasn't cracking him like Prince was, though.
Michael Jackson had the craziest sex life out of all of them. He was fucking a bunch of little kids.
Well, I don't know about
that. Not breaking any news there.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's hot take central right now.
No, that's just your temperature.
I've been running a little warm. Sorry. Hot takes.
All right, boys. You come up with the name. It's been 1 hour and 10 minutes. I'm going to go with Bushido Band. Actually, do you want to do a bet? If the fight goes the distance, it's my name. If the fight doesn't, then it's between you two.
Dude, I'll bet you $100 take that bet. I'm not going to be the Bushido Boys.
Dude. Bushido Boys is fun.
That fight's not going a distance, bro. Bushido Boys.
Take my money. I'm not going to be a Bushido Boy.
You took my name and you made it better. I was the Bushido Band, but now the Bushido Boys.
Bro.
I love it.
If we're called the Bushido Boys, I'm going dark.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking out. Bro,
Bro,
I'm going dark, bro. I'll take the bet then.
Take the bet.
Nah,
it's no way he's gonna. It's no way this fight is gonna go to distance, B.
So then, no way, there should be no reason we're called the Bushido Boys.
It's because Adesanya didn't like kind of toyed with him. Didn't want to fucking knock him out. It's like watching a fucking cat beat up a mouse.
Yup.
Like, come on, man.
Yup. That's what I'm saying. No way.
But if
it's
the
no
mouse,
way this fight.
If the mouse runs long enough, it reaches the distance.
It would be embarrassing for Adesanya not to knock him out if it was go 5 rounds. I think it would be an embarrassment.
I think they're going to talk a lot. I think they're going to point fingers. It's going to be like one of those like.
He's going to do.
It's going to be one of those.
You think he's going to do a whatchamacallit? Spider versus
yes, exactly.
Maya.
I thought you were gonna say Spider
like
versus Adesanya.
Fucking pissed off at him too.
It's gonna be like a lot of like
Anderson Silva versus
theatrics.
Maya. Come on,
a lot of theatrics.
Wait,
dude,
he's
more fucking.
I feel like it's gonna be closer to the Holloway fight where he fucking shows the guy how to box in the middle of the fucking match.
That would be sick.
When he showed what's his
Ortega.
Name. Ortega. I saw that. Ortega.
Dude, that would be sick.
1-2.
That would be sick.
Yeah, dude. I think that's the kind of shit we're going to be seeing. I think he's going to be like, Strickland, I'm hurting you.
Bro.
Pick your hands up.
Yeah. He's going to be like, yo, look that way. Bat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, you got to keep your eyes on me, Sean.
No.
Yes. Keep your eyes on your opponent.
He's going to be giving him fucking master's lessons.
I love Adesanya. Cool dude. Fights hard, expresses himself beautifully, but he's more fucking worried about his intro. I'm sorry. He's gonna be walking out with the Bushido Boys.
Dude, I bet you if we called ourselves the Bushido Boys, Adesanya would come on this podcast in a second.
Yeah, he'd be like,
yo dude, he would
no, like it. To say I fucking like
I just
it.
Wanted to call you all real gay and then he would leave.
Yeah, with his pearls.
You say I'm Chinese, and then he'd hang up.
Oh, Bushido Boys!
Bushido Boys!
Bushido Boys!
Oh. You fucking eyes!
Oh my god! Now we sound like Sean Strickland.
Yeah, I feel like that's gonna be the tone.
Oh my god! Imagine Sean Strickland walks out with the Chinese flag.
He might. I could totally see him doing that. That'd be fucking hilarious. He should do that.
Dude, it's
that'd be the move. Fucking right. Walk out with like a fucking communist dictator outfit on. Just fucking.
We're fucking.
Get UFC canceled in China forever.
Anti New Zealand. What's anti New Zealand?
Yo, Ike, did you put in for Jones and Stipe Miocic?
Yes, sir.
Did you get an answer?
I can't tell you on the air.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Oh. All right.
Fair enough.
All right, boys. Final predictions. I think it's a 5-round unanimous decision for Israel Adesanya. What do you guys got?
I think Sean Strickland drops him with a knee in 8 seconds of the first round.
Wait.
Both of our predictions are reasonably accurate, so we're just from the same line of reality.
All right, now that we have that clip on record,
there you go.
Dude, imagine you get posted on fucking UFC.com. They're like, genius. His last prediction before he died was.
His dying guess was that Sean Strickland is going to get the 8-second knockout.
Bro, you're on the New York Times.
Yeah, the New York fucking Times. That's exactly where I belong. I'm a serious journalist. Can't you tell?
Oh my god, Frankie, what do we got?
But I put in the popcorn.
I think that Sean Strickland is going to come into the cage.
Oh god.
They're going to forget to search him, and he's going to pull out his gun. He's going to fucking shoot everybody in the cage, and it's going to be a mass shooting that's going to be heard around the world.
Sean Strickland's going to get in the ring. He's going to take off his pants. He's going to say, I'm Derek Lewis, and you look like my wife, and I'm feeding a bust those guts. And Adesanya is going to run for his life. That's what I think is going to happen.
He's gonna pull out his gun. He's going to make the judges score this fight for him.
Yep. Pretty much it. And it's going to be a
big round. Like, yo, make sure the scorecards are for me. Because King Kong ain't got shit on me. He's going to think he's fucking Denzel Washington.
Dude.
That was a great leather jacket that he's wearing during that scene.
Yeah. Just unreal. I can't believe this fight is being allowed to happen. I think this is a disgrace to fucking
I just I can't even believe they made a countdown for this shit. Like, really.
Yeah. I need something to laugh at while I'm laying here in agony.
Fucking but you know the fucking
Strickland.
The Abu Dhabi card is going to be fucking bonkers. I just have a feeling about that. UFC. So like this is a passing boat in the ship. I mean, passing boat in the night, whatever the fuck.
A ship passing in the night sea.
Something like that.
let's start doing poetry slams.
We got Khamzat, Costa, Makhachev, Oliveira next month. That's gonna be fucking phenomenal.
Say that again. That sounds like.
What do you think about that rematch? What do you think about that rematch, man?
Better be Oliveira. No excuses now. No excuses.
Oliveira versus who?
Islam Makhachev.
Ooh man, that's I love that fight. Oh,
dude,
man.
I'm more excited for Costa Chimaev.
I think Chimaev is gonna fucking handle Costa.
Wow, my God, I was just talking to somebody about this
at
the gym.
I love Costa, but I think Chimaev is gonna fuck him up.
Oh, Chimaev's gonna fuck him up.
I was impressed with Costa's gas tank. On I think it was the co-main event to Edwards Usman 1 in Salt Lake City. I was impressed with Costa's gas tank against Rockhold. It's definitely going the distance.
Yeah, but Rockhold is not saying much.
Yeah, like he looked so tired versus Adesanya.
You think Chimaev? I think he can only take him down in the third round, maybe when Costa's a little tired.
Oh, I think Chimaev can do whatever he wants whenever.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're one of those. I can't take those people. You guys.
I kill you.
I think the biggest flaw in Chimaev's game are his.
I'm going to kill everybody.
Kill everybody.
Everybody. Max. I'm going to kill Costa.
No.
Bro. Yo, like, honestly, I think the biggest flaw in his games is his defense with his hands. And I think he's probably worked on it a lot since the Gilbert Burns fight. And I think that he has the natural talent and the raw ability and the work ethic to just dominate that.
I think he's going
to
fuck Paulo Costa up.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
Costa.
I think he's going to ruin him, dude. I think he's going to ruin him.
He's going to fuck Paulo Costa up, kid.
I think he's going to retire him is what he's going to do.
Wow.
I think Paulo Costa is going to have to cry alone in the shower for a couple hours.
The only positives of your guys'
prediction? He's going to blame it on another bottle of wine.
So are they doing this to line up the...
Yo, one bottle of wine gets you real fucked up if you're butt funneling. And I feel like that's what Costa does before he fights.
That's the secret juice?
Just the secret sauce.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, they're doing these back-to-back months. the Adesanya Chimaev fight. So that's probably what the spring Chimaev Adesanya they're looking for.
Oh, good. I get to wait 7 months for a fucking fight because this is a joke. Good.
Hopefully they do it in Brooklyn. That'd be fucking
amazing. That would be tight. I'd go to that.
Barclay?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has.
All right, boys. What else?
Yeah. Honestly,
Matt,
guys,
you're a fucking
kinda,
trooper.
I got to get out of here. My friend just showed up with like food and shit for me. So I'm going to eat and be merry.
It's a good friend.
It is a good friend.
Is this your brother, El Jefe?
No. El Jefe's back in Colorado.
Oh, my God. We got to get him on, man.
Yeah, we'll get him.
All right,
we'll get
boys.
Him once we'll get him once we're back with the Bushido boys.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, if we call ourselves the Bushido boys, we're never talking to you again.
We got to do it a bet for this name, though. Now,
like
I'm very competitive.
I will not show my face.
I'm going to
be in the dark.
I'm going to
be in the dark. This will be the Bushido boy that you never see.
This will be me. I won't say a fucking word. Just.
What do you want to be called? Team
Teriyaki?
Nah,
you know what he'll do? He'll fucking hold up cards and shit with letters. You got to read it off.
Let's call it The Donkey Show.
The Donks? Oh, God. Now we sound like Luke Thomas.
That shit is getting worse. It's getting worse.
It is getting worse. All right, Matt.
I say we're the triple threat.
Triple threat's a leader in the clubhouse.
Wait, have you ever heard that expression, the horse and pony show?
Yeah.
Let's call it the horse and donkey show.
It's getting worse, Frankie. It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
He's loopy.
I think the medication is kicking in.
Well, yeah, let's call him Ride'em Cowboys.
Oh.
All
right.
Okay. Ride'em Cowboy.
Still less gay than Bushido Boys.
I thought Bushido Boys is like a cool sushi spot.
It is. I'm fucking around. But
like,
so
I want to get a Sapporo and a couple of spring rolls.
And I want to stab you with a samurai sword. So.
No, it'd be exactly. Fake. It'd be a fake sword.